Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of December 10th. Currently, we've got corn steady, wheat down a nickel, and beans down 3.25 cents to start the week. We did have a surprise announcement, 1.6 million metric ton sale of corn to Mexico, about 1.1 old crop, about half a million new crop. So that certainly helped firm up the corn a little bit. Bean market, we had a sale this morning of 125,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. That could be China. There is a report out that China is looking to buy 5 to 8 million metric tons of beans pretty quickly here for their state reserves. We've seen no confirmation of that. We haven't seen any real Chinese purchases. I think it's probably true. They claim that the arrest of this Chinese industrialist in Canada will have no impact on the trade talks, but we'll have to see. Export inspections this week, beans came in at 922, wheat 418, corn 876. Bean number was not a bad number. Everybody's really waiting to see what the WASD report says tomorrow. I think that's going to be the big news of the week here. They're looking for virtually unchanged in the corn. The bean carryout down 19 million. The wheat up about 12 million. We're expecting big Brazilian crops and Argentinian crops. World-ending stocks, a little bit lower in corn, just a tad, just a touch higher in beans, and the wheat just a touch lower again. So it shouldn't be a major market move here unless we get a big surprise one way or the other. The weather for the week looks cold but dry, a little bit warmer in the north central part of the country than expected. It'll help finish up some corn harvest and some bean harvest. The weather down south is obviously bad. If they haven't gotten some of the corn or beans out down in the Carolinas, particularly North Carolina, it could be a while, and certainly doing some damage out there. But the market doesn't seem to be too concerned about it in general. Again, we're expecting big Brazilian crops and big Argentinian crops. So I think the big thing to look out for the week is, keeping an eye on the Dow Jones, which was down about 500 points as I'm talking here, partly due to the Brexit failure to vote today. They're going to vote tomorrow, so we'll see what that brings. So tomorrow could be an interesting day. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.